Hallelujah. Happiness born of faith. God is good. You know, we children of God, we live by faith and not by sight. Those of us that belong to the spiritual ecosystem where God dwells live by faith. We are able to fulfill our spiritual cause by faith. The Bible says we live by faith, not by sight. In fact, faith is the spiritual ecosystem where God dwells with those who are conscious of Him. I want you to ponder on that. God is good. Now, in our spiritual ecosystem, everything is available to us. That was where Christ was describing when he said, I go to prepare a place for you. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus Christ was describing the spiritual ecosystem. He says, if it were not so, I will not tell you. If everything is already available in the spiritual ecosystem, and we that are born of God, which are part of that system, are to express ourselves, we are supposed to be expressing ourselves with the consciousness that all that we desire is already available. What do I mean? You don't need to wait to achieve something before you are happy. You should be happy because you have everything. You are meant to be happy because everything is already made available. Listen, if you die to the flesh, you will resurrect into the spirit realm. You can't be alive in the flesh and be alive in the spirit at the same time. It's not possible. But we have the so-called believers today who will be dead to the flesh today and be alive to the spirit tomorrow. There are no neutral kingdoms. Apostle Paul told us, which is our proof text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. It says, be happy always. Apostle Paul was speaking from the dimension of being alive in the spirit realm. You should be happy always. In fact, if you are conscious of all that you have in God, it will inspire you to be happy always. So we that are born of God, we must be happy always. But if you are in the flesh, you may not be happy. A lot of people become happy when they are fulfilled, when they feel this fulfillment of achieving a goal. And they feel being happy means that you are settling for the achievement. Even if you are happy as a child of God, do not settle. Because happiness, most times, comes from the fulfillment of achieving a goal, right? And the happiness shows that it's time to relax. But I'm giving you this now. Even if you are happy, still keep being functional in the spirit realm by being conscious that you have everything, so that you won't fall into the position of lack and want. No matter how happy you are, remain connected to the consciousness that all things are available unto you. For example, you are trying to run a race and you come out victorious. You know, you just accelerate. I've won. There's this sense of fulfillment that you have achieved something. You begin to celebrate because you are done running. But those of us who are born of God, even when we win, we should keep running. If not, we may fall by the wayside. What do I mean? It should remain connected to the spiritual ecosystem, knowing fully well that even if you're happy, your happiness does not mean that you stop being connected or being conscious of what has been made available unto you. God is good. So this message is coming to you now, child of God, to reevaluate your spiritual journey and make sure that you are on track. It takes little to get off track. When I mean little, when you feel as if you have arrived and you stop being conscious of what has been made available unto you. As a matter of fact, to be blessed, you need to be conscious of the blessing. You are not blessed because of the money you have at hand. You are blessed because of your mental alertness that everything is made available unto you. And when you do that, the forces of the universe would come together to actualize all that you have as a mental image. The greatest of the greatest of minds that have existed have expressed it in different ways. Solomon says, as a man thinketh, so is he. In other words, if we are to bring up our children, we should bring them up, training them on how to think, and not just what to think. Because when you teach them how to think, if they face new challenges, they will have a know-how on how to come out of it. But if you only teach them what to think, when they face new challenges, they will be stuck. What is wrong with the Christianity of today? The Christianity of today, we taught them what to think. We didn't teach them how to think. When you teach your children what to think, you are making them to live by what? Law. And when you teach them how to think, you are actually inspiring them to know how to think. When you know how to think, something happens to you. The Holy Spirit, who is the source of all inspiration, will begin to do what? Direct your steps. God is good. Hallelujah. A child who was taught what to think will be shut out of new inspirations from the source, which is the Holy Spirit. But the one who is taught how to think is open to new ideas from the source. Christ said, I've not come to abolish the law, but I've come to fulfill it. In other words, I have come to complement it, not to compete against it. I am not here to compete against anyone. I'm here to complement. As a matter of fact, the world we live in today, they have been fashioned to live in competition. All those who are taught what to think have been programmed to compete against one another instead of to complement one another. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you have been in that situation, but I came to tell you that one of the reasons why you should be happy always is because everything has been made available. Even if you are not aware that everything has been made available, you are supposed to still stick to the instruction, because happiness and God are on the same parallel line. There is no way you can get God's attention in a place of prayer when your spirit is down. God is good. When your spirit is down, don't bother to pray. Sing spiritual songs like David, so that your spirit will become revived. And when your spirit is revived and your spirit is high, then you can now pray. Those who are not very, very prayerful, inasmuch as they are very happy always, they used to attract good things into their lives. After the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 says, be happy always. Then 17 says, pray without ceasing. That's a new commandment. Now, you that you call yourself a Christian, you go to church regularly, but you are a sadist. Do you know that if you spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to please God, it will be very, very hard for you to judge your neighbor. Salvation, they say, is personal. Those who are connected to the spiritual ecosystem, all things are available to us. So we don't wait to be happy. We're already happy. By faith, you're already thanking God for that which you desire, because you know that you already have it. In fact, your thanksgiving, your rejoicing will forcefully cause it to be bettered. Hallelujah. Tell me about happiness is a force that delivers your heart desires into your hands. If you desire something and you are sad, there's no force that will bring it forth into your hands. There's no force. Hallelujah. Be selective as well if you are to raise your spirit up. Play spiritual songs. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said something. if he's down, that he sings the songs of Psalms. When you are conscious of the kingdom where you belong, which suggests that everything is available, you'll be happy. In those days, you only find luxurious items with kings and monarchs. But today, since we are a world that is evolving, we can also find luxurious items everywhere, because in Christ, we are all royalty. May God bless His word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.